Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Thank you so much for returning. If you are new, welcome. So today, I told y'all that I was going to have some guests after the last episode talking to you about the birth of the Journey to Juicy Retreat. And today's interview was really good. I enjoyed it. The next one is really, they're all really good. I'm biased. But let me tell you a little bit about Jasmine Hall. So she is one of the coaches that will be joining me on the Journey to Juicy in Tulum, Mexico. Jasmine, better known as the Worth Coach, has a mission and a purpose in life to make an impact and leave an impression on the world. So Jasmine is the founder of Worth University, an online personal development school specializing in worth development, and she teaches Black women how to heal their inner work, evolve their self-worth, and expand their outer worth so that they can wear their crowns with ease. Jasmine uses holistic healing practices in her business, which I really, really love because it's important that we find other ways to heal and other ways to be able to nourish ourselves. So she uses sound healing, Reiki, and human design. All of them are things that I absolutely love. So tune in to our conversation on how Jasmine shows up in this world and how she's going to support you if you decide to join us. Enjoy. So hi, Jasmine. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to chat with you.
Excited as well. Thank you for having me and in your space.
You are so welcome. So tell the listeners, who is Jasmine and what do you produce in this world?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm honestly, like, for real, I'm still learning a lot about who is Jasmine. But each day I get closer to gaining that clarity and that insight that I've been looking for. But professionally, I am Jasmine Hall, also known as The Worth Coach, where I help ambitious, open-minded women commit to owning their worth by using their human design. And even, yes, even that brand story just evolved, honestly, like a couple of days ago. But that's because of the work that I'm doing on the place in my healing journey that I'm in. But I'm really in a good place. So personally, who am I? I am a proud mother, entrepreneur, founder of Own Your Worth. Like I said, my brand story, but that's a little bit about Jasmine in a quick little nutshell.
And I absolutely love your brand. I love your story, which is why, like, it resonated. The whole worth piece is just, it's so important. And even though I understand it from, like, a personal standpoint, I'm learning to stay in my lane. And on top of staying in my lane, I am understanding the importance of collaboration, which is how, you know, you and I started off. We collaborate and we bounce off of ideas and things of that nature. And so when we met and you told me what you did, even before the Journey to Juicy was birthed, I was like, oh, because it fits so well. It's like a snug puzzle piece. It's absolutely perfect. Yes. So you tell me what you feel about pleasure and worth and how they fit together.
So for me, pleasure and worth. I think a lot of us, especially as women, seek pleasure before we seek worth. When it should be, well, let me go back. I won't say it should be, because I'm also moving in a space where I don't like to dictate what anybody does and how they move. But my personal opinion, we should find our worth, and the pleasure will come. And one thing that, you know, on my journey that I'm doing a lot of healing on is healing on my chakras. And I can say that once you're putting that effort into yourself and finding who you are and connecting and learning your worth, everything just falls right into place.
Oh yeah.
Because I've had books on chakras for years.
Collecting dust.
Collecting dust. I spent all this money, you know, just buying yep. books. I ain't even open them.
Yep.
But everything just came in alignment. And it started when I just said, okay, Jasmine, it's time for you to do something different. You're not happy with where you are. Work on you. And I'm going to say one little thing. I had a tarot reader tell me, you know, I found her on YouTube, and my question when I ask her is always, what do my, you know, my spirit family have? What question, you know, what do they need me to know? And my name was my business name, which is Own Your Worth. And the first thing she says, they need you to live up to your name.
Oh,
and that exactly. I'm like, you're not living up to your name. But once you do, everything's going to come. Everything you want is there. And so, going back to the chakras, like that's that pleasure, that sacral is so meaningful. But we don't get to experience that pleasure because we have not taken the time to find our worth, know our worth, learn our worth, heal our worth, evolve our worth so that we can own our worth.
And I love that. And I'm super big on definitions. And my listeners know I bust out a definition in a heartbeat. But what is your definition of worth for those that are listening? And they're like, well, what's the difference between like worth and self-esteem and all of that?
And honestly, thank you for bringing this up. This is something that being the worth coach, I go back and forth on because everybody's definition is what they claim it, you know? I have been doing a lot of research, and like yesterday, I looked up, what does own your worth mean? And it didn't define that. Everything was about self-esteem or self-worth.
Yeah.
And so when it comes, it's so big and broad that do we even know what it is? But for me, as a woman, as before you, what do I feel like my worth means is knowing who I am so that I can be in alignment with what I'm supposed to be here to do. That's my worth. It's, you know, we can add finances to it. That's what a lot of us do. When I think worth, I think of money. It's deeper than that. It's deeper. It's bigger than that. Once we know who we are, and that's a lifelong journey, we know our worth. There's so much that we can do with ourselves. We set boundaries. Like you said, we can have pleasure. We can experience moments that we've never had. So, you know, and that's a question that I ask my clients. What does owning your worth mean to you? Because what I may say may not resonate with you, or it may mean something different. So, but that's what I feel is just really taking the time out for me to see who is Jasmine and how can Jasmine best show up in the world.
And I want y'all to hear this alignment of her asking her clients the question, how do you own your worth? And I have a podcast that's Own Your Pleasure. I'm trying to tell y'all. It is like pure alignment. So for me, when I think of worth, I think about the things that I am deserving of in this world and what's going to motivate me to go out and get it. But also understanding as a Black woman and going down the rabbit hole of our history, it's really hard to find the worth because there are so many messages telling, you know, a lot of these listeners that are Black women, you're not worth it. Like, you're not worth that. You're not worth this money. You're not worth the time off. You're not worth being, you know, resting and relaxing and taking care of yourself.
So how do you shift through a message that is so loud and has so much history to get to a place where you don't hear that noise, that distraction of what you don't, and it could come from your family, right? Because they only know what they know. And so we talk about the generational line of survival. If they're like, it's not worth it to do that. There's so many other things you need to be doing to survive. How does one get from point A to point B to even begin to make the decision that they are worth something?
Great question. And I'm gonna be honest, if you would have asked me this about a year ago, probably I didn't have an answer for it because I was still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts with us. It starts with us learning who we are. And I know that's so taboo. You know?
I know people are like, that's not the answer. I need an answer.
But it is. How can you what's your worth? What you're deserving of if you don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. You got to figure that out because like you said, so many things have been programmed into us consciously and unconsciously from our family, from what society has told us. We have to sort through all of that baggage, all that noise, clear it out. Who am I? Who am I? And like I said in my, you know, my introduction, we have resources that nobody talks about to help us do that.
Right.
One of them is what I share, human design. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest. Thanks to Natasha, she's the one that opened my eyes to this and showed me this because that was one of the key missing links that I had for me. I'm like, how can I show somebody else to do this? And if I don't know. So
right.
I discovered my design and found out how much I was not in alignment with who I am designed to be, you know, and now because I've found my design and I'm in the, you know, I won't say I'm fully in alignment, but I'm working towards being in more in alignment. I move differently. I know what I deserve.
Yes.
I show up differently and also astrology, but a lot of this is we're taught this stuff is not, you shouldn't do this stuff. This stuff is devil, it's witchcraft, it's all of these things. So it's keeping us from learning. And I understand because that was also part of me holding back out of fear of what people thought about me. But I would not have recognized that because I didn't know myself. I did not realize how much this was keeping me from living my purpose. And by doing this work, learning who I was, that right there, me doing what I'm doing is all up and through my design. Yeah. My son, that is me. Like I had a reading. I'm like, yep, that's me. My astrology, yep, that's me. Right. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be inspiring and empowering people to become the best version of themselves. That is my design. That's my purpose. But I would not have known that had I allowed the noise, the people, society to tell me what I am supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it.
Listen, two snaps. And when you talk about showing up different, being different, like those are the things that I talk about. It really just takes one decision, just literally one decision. The one decision could be to sleep. I have a client that I work with struggling right now with like sifting through, I've checked all the boxes, I've done all the things and I don't know myself. And, you know, she's on the younger end trying to figure it out, but all she wanted to do was wash her face every day. That's literally all she wanted to do. And so that was part of her homework. I was like, okay, for the next 2 weeks, when you wake up in the morning, I said, get something that you like, something that smells good, something that feels good. Like we don't want to get something that is just feasible or we'll just do. Like, I want you to do something that is going to get you pumped, you know, and she's been doing it. And something that small has added a lift of energy to her day. And so while we think it's all of this money and all of these things, it really can be the simple things that have you showing up. Because if your face is clean, you want to be in people's faces. Like, look at me. My skin.
Look at this. I'm glowing.
Right. And it's just so simple. But I wonder, do you come up against people that, you know, your clients talking about the guilt and the shame? Because in order to know you, you have to focus on you, which means you have to prioritize you. And so I know for my clients, there's a lot of guilt in that, which we know where it stemmed from. You know, we're the strong Black women that take care of everyone, and we've always carried people on our backs. But how do you maneuver your clients when they bring up like that shame and that guilt?
I don't have time. I can't do this.
I'm selfish.
Yeah, I have so many things I got to take care mm-hmm. of that I can't. It's just a figment of my imagination. Yes. So when I work with my clients, and I said this in my brand story, I show women how to commit to owning their worth. You have to commit to you first. Mm-hmm. And we're not taught that. I'm a single mother of two teenagers. I was not, like at one point I was the teacher, a full-time teacher. I was committed to my kids. I was committed to my job. I was committed to everything else but me.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks ago, I shared a post on social media that we have to make that time for us. Like you said with your client, she just want to wash her face. We have to commit to us, even if it's one thing, we have to find a way. Because once you start to find that commitment and say, okay, my life was not that, it's not that hard for me to make time for this. Once we mm-hmm. commit to it, everything again starts to fall into place. It flows.
It so does.
And that's really that word commitment is like one of my biggest words for my business. And it, like I said, and right here, I got it posted. The commitment starts with me. It starts with me. I can't serve my clients. I can't serve or be there for my children. I can't show up in my relationship if I don't take care of me. By the time we do all these things, we're depleted. We don't have time for us. Listen, so we can't find pleasure. Because we're thinking about everything else. So it starts with us.
Yeah.
Even and if it's just one thing.
And it's hard. Like, it's really hard. I mean, we can say that now because like we've gone through putting our foot in the door and walking through the door, but it doesn't end, right? Like, it doesn't end. Like, it's just a piece of the onion that I've peeled. And now there's another layer of what does it look like for me that has decided that I want a lot of space in my life. I only want to work 2 days a week. What do I do with the rest of this time? Like, no one can tell me. It's like, do whatever you want to do. Well, what the hell do I want to? I don't know what I want to do. I'm not used to having this much time. And I'm not used to being okay with having a whole day of nothing planned and having the space and the freedom to do whatever feels good to me. So it's hard because it's really easy to go back to my old habits, right? Because it's real easy to be like, well, shit, I took the whole day off. Let me just sit at the computer real quick and knock this out, knock that out. Mm-hmm. But I've created such a community where somebody be like, don't do that. Now, you know, that's not what we're doing, which is what, you know, both of us are trying to create. We're in the, you know, in the birthing of creating a community where we can say, don't you do that. Your kids don't need that. Your mama don't need that. Go take a nap.
Yep.
Use your PTO. You know, like having the ability to listen to someone tell you that you're worth that, but there's so much of that trash in there that tells you why you shouldn't and all of that. So
that noise.
Yes. That noise. Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad you brought that up because never in a million years would I imagine that I would be at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So as of last week, you know, and I'm still working on my schedule, but there has, you know, I'll come back to that point. But Wednesdays, I have designated to to be my nap day.
Ooh, a designated nap day. I like it.
Yes. And because, but that's going to hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, today after I finished, you know, what I was working on, I did my, my meditation and, you know, my afternoon meditation. Like, I had time to meditate, y'all. Like, I've never done that. Like, because I would, yeah, that's a whole nother story. But anyway, I'm like, Wednesday's my my nap day. I'm thinking ahead. Okay, what do I have to do on Wednesday? I don't care, whatever else. I'm going to have to start letting people know, my family. Look, Wednesdays between this and this time, that's my nap day. That's my nap time. But that feels so good being able to say that, because when I worked as a teacher,
there's no naps, right? There's no naps.
When I took a day off to run and do something, take kids to the doctor, I didn't have that time. I didn't have that flexibility. I didn't have that freedom. But now I do. I am owning my words. I'm designating what this looks like for me. I'm creating my schedule. Mm. And we as women the opportunity. It's just us. It's up to us to seize it, commit to it. And like I said, it just starts with one thing at a time. And that flow will continuously get larger and larger.
It's a snowball effect. When you do one thing and you feel how good it feels, you can't help but just keep going. And people gravitate towards that. But not only do people gravitate towards that, but the people that don't deserve that energy, you now have the clarity and you can start cleaning out what doesn't serve you. And as you clean out, as I am currently learning right now in this present moment, the more you clear out, you have so much more room for stuff that you enjoy and you're not exhausted doing it.
Period.
You're not exhausted. I just had a call with some of my business friends. We meet every Monday. And I was telling them the stuff that I worked on last week. And I always say, I only did. And they'll be like, you always say you only did, but you did a lot. And today it clicked to me. I was like, but I've cleared out so much stuff that I didn't really care to be doing. That weren't really that important to me, that now the stuff that I'm doing, it doesn't feel like a lot. Like I'm able to just, the flow is there, the creation is there, and I'm able to knock stuff out. And to someone that doesn't have that, they're like, hey, you did a lot, but you don't understand how much space I have in my day.
Yep.
Because that might've been the only thing. I may have spent 2 hours on something and that was the only thing I did that day. And then I went and sat outside and we got ice cream and I went and hung out with the kids. Like I love that. I absolutely love the space that I've created just by making a decision.
Yes. And owning up to it.
And committing, putting it on my calendar.
Commitment.
You're right. Yes. So Desmond, you're going to be joining me for the retreat in Tulum. And I want to know from you, what made you say yes to that? What made you say yes to bringing your expertise to this experience?
If y'all hear that on the podcast, me breathing, but I'm learning to take deep breaths. So it's nothing. It's just this release, right? But, why did I say yes? One, because I don't normally do stuff like this. I've only been out of the country twice.
Really?
My lifetime. Yes. The old Jasmine, before she knew and started working on her self, would have gotten frightened by this. Because again, going back to what we've mentioned before, my duties as a mother, if I had a job, I'm like, how am I going to take that off of that, you know? But I'm at a place, it's like, you say you want something, then and the opportunity comes, you better take it. Like, feel, like, do it. Like, my vision board on my phone.
Oh, I love that.
Passports, like travel. Like, and actually, you know, I agreed to do this before then, but you know, it's just stepping out to the unknown, because when you do that, doing things scared opens the door to do so much, so many more opportunities for you and mm-hmm. for me. And so I said that, and then it gives me an opportunity to just really live with my purpose. I want to share my gifts with as many people as possible. And I'm grateful for you for allowing me the opportunity to come on this retreat and do that. And like, even on this podcast, like, because one thing I want to say to y'all, like, we do, when we do stuff scared, it's practice. Shoot. It's practice for the big thing.
Yeah.
You know, I can say how I talk now is much different than I talked a year ago, 2 years mm-hmm. ago, but I'm practicing. And even when y'all meet me in person, I'm going to be a whole totally different person.
We're going to be different.
Exactly. Evolving. And if we say no to these opportunities, no to ourselves, how are we going to grow? How are we truly going to own our work? How are we going to own our pleasure? Because we're constantly saying no, which is allowing those people who put those thoughts and beliefs in our head, and what society will continuously allowing them to say what we're worth.
And I know some of y'all are probably listening to this talking about, but Natasha told us to say no. Now y'all know what context that I mean when I tell you to own your no and respect your no. You know that there are things that you're out here doing that you wouldn't do if someone said, if you had to do it, would you actually do it, right? Like, understand there's a difference between honoring your no and standing 10 toes down for your yes.
Yes, yes, definitely. And that goes, even with that, that goes back to knowing your design,
mm-hmm.
knowing, you know, your human design. Because for me being a manifesting generator, it has to be a hell yes.
Hello. And me as a generator, it gotta come, yeah, gotta come from the gotta come gut. From
the sacred, that's sacred, yes. Right? And that, when you brought this to me, I was like, hell yeah. I was that check, yep, what I need to do. Just let me know. So that let me know that I was in alignment with what is something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn that. And by all means, if you are interested in learning that, let me know.
Oh, we're gonna have you back so we can talk about some human design, because I read all through that. I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, that's me. That's me. Yeah. And being able to learn my design and that whole respond and stuff. So we're gonna come back mm-hmm. to that, because that was really hard. So what can they expect from you at this retreat? Now, I have told them, and I'm gonna tell y'all again, there is only so much that we can do in the amount of days that we have, but what you will get is the skills and the tools, and more importantly, the space to process what we're providing for you. This retreat was created because I'm a military brat and I like to travel. And I did an episode before this about how I got, you know, to birthing this, but this is not for you to escape. It's for you to have no distractions. And I think sometimes that is what is missing in retreats and just like anything, is how do I go back home? Like, how do I go back to my life and still do this? So this is a place for space to go off, get you a little bit of nuggets, go off somewhere, put your toes in the sand, or, you know, go sit on the lounge and just think about what your next step is without having to go cook, without having somebody screaming your name, without having to go to work, because you will forget. Soon as I said this in the last episode, like, I'll have a conversation with a client, give them something to do. And I know for a fact, as soon as they get off, they're going to go do something else that they have to do, you know, in quotes. So what can they expect from you on this retreat so that they can have like that quick win or that transformation, so that when they come home, they can be different like we are? We're different.
I'm going to hold them accountable on that commitment, because that's what, as I shared, that's what I do. I show you how to commit to owning your work. I'm going to be that accountability, that person in the back of your head when you're traveling. What does that, like, what do I need to do? Because again, yes, we can have a great time at the retreat and go back home and do the same things we've been doing.
Absolutely.
But it starts with me. It starts with you. You have to be willing to commit to you. You want a different life? Let's commit. And we're going to commit at that retreat. You're going to commit to yourself.
Jasmine, you got that teacher face. Like your glasses are falling down your nose.
Girl, I used to look like that. That was when I was a kid. But yes, we're going to commit. I haven't shared this with Natasha yet either, but I would love to have a commitment ceremony at the retreat. So.
Oh, that's a lot of accountability. That just gave me chills because that's a lot of accountability. That's one of literally looking at my arm. And that's funny because I did an episode about like awareness, and the biggest thing is when you know better, you have no choice but to do better. And if not, then you have to fucking stop complaining. And I think that is what resonated through me when you said that. Like, if you show up to this retreat, then that means that you want something different. You're aware. You ask, you saying yes to showing up means that you're saying yes to something different and to what we're here to show you. And Jasmine's got this commitment, and I'm sitting here thinking, damn, can I commit to whatever's in this ceremony? Yes. But I'm still human, right? And so there are still things that I need to grow up on, and I don't know if I want to be held accountable, but I'm going to follow through. I'm going to follow through. And, you know, for you, what does the listener have to do now? What is one thing that she can do now to start becoming the type of woman that would show up to this retreat ready to be held accountable for whatever worth and pleasure and joy, when I talk to Sheena, looks like for her on the other side of that?
I will say, start dreaming again. I know a lot of us, I'll say this, we all dream, but we got to start dreaming big. And I'm speaking to myself when I say that. We dream based on our present circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want a new house. I want a new car. But when we start looking for those things, we're looking at our current price range. What our bank account says, what our credit score says. That's mm-hmm. what we're looking at. We don't dream big. And like I said, I'm holding myself accountable to this. Because I found myself feeling like I'm not, and this goes back to work, not at times, I don't need that. Like, mine's not that I don't feel like I'm deserving. It's, I really don't need that kind of car. I mm-hmm. really need that. I talk myself out of it. And so what you can do now, start dreaming and think big. Don't just dream big. Create a vision. What do you want to evolve into? What does that person, that new refined me looks like on the other side of this journey? Mm. And granted, it's going to evolve and that's how it should
does.
Be.
Yes.
It's going to continue to change. But what is that? Let's start with what in a year, or you know what I'm saying? Because the retreat is going to take time, and I don't want you to, oh, after the retreat, you're going to be this.
Right now.
It's going to take time. And it starts with just one little, like you said, one decision. That decision may be just joining this retreat, doing something that you never done, paying whatever it costs to go. That's that one decision. But I promise you, that decision is going to change your life
mm-hmm.
for the better. Don't worry about that money. You know, you will find something when we need it. So we're going to find that money.
Absolutely.
Find the money to pay for this trip. But it's bigger than this, that money. What do you want to return home to? How do you want to show up? How are you going to do something different? But even with that, one thing I do want you to start doing, like I said, dream big, But find one thing. I call this my kick method, and I haven't shared this a lot, but it's called the kick method. And find one thing that you want to commit to. I don't care if it's getting up and meditate. That was one of my things, meditating. I wanted to start meditating before I did anything else. And I said, okay, start doing it. And this is like literally 5 minutes before I get my kids up. But I said, okay, I'm going to commit to meditating. So I set that intention. Okay, what would this look like? Mm-hmm. So my intention was, before I touch my phone, before I get out of the bed, I am going to meditate for at least 5 minutes in the bed. I can't make that big commitment, get out and sit, right. sit with my legs crossed. I can't make that kind of commitment. But at least I can do it while I'm already in the bed. Mm-hmm. Now, I do touch my phone to get my guided meditation, but I don't touch my emails. I don't touch mm-hmm. none of that. And then, so that's the first C is commitment. The second is the I's intention. So set that intention. And the third C, so C-I-C, kick. The third C is be consistent. Mm. Start doing it one day at a time. And even if you don't stick with it, give yourself some grace and start over again tomorrow. You do have another day. Be grateful for that day. You know that, because we do need to be grateful for what we have, because it's not promised. But if, you know, God blesses you with another day, okay, let me try it again. So the kick method is one, and dream big.
Dream big. I love it. I love that so much. So where can the listeners find you if they want to be in your space and in your energy before they join us? Because I know y'all are going to join us.
Yes.
Before they join us in Tulum, Mexico in November.
So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok. I am at Be Worth Coach. I'm redeveloping my website right now. It's theworthcoach.com. But yeah, by the time this comes out, it should be republished. I'm rebranding. But definitely tune in with me at my website. You'll see my events, just different details, how you can work with me. Definitely check in with me on Instagram, TikTok, where I give these, you know, same type of motivation. Learn more about human design. That's what I'm about to start kicking off my series with that again. So yeah, I would love to connect with y'all and help you commit to owning your worth.
Yes. And this will all be in the show notes. So you're going to be able to find her. Y'all know I'm good for that. I don't gatekeep, but I'm going to send you right on over there to her. Thank you so much, Jasmine. This was amazing. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being part of my community and, you know, my purpose and helping Black women just show up. I just want them to show up. So I thank you so much.
And I thank you and I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
I told you it was going to be a good conversation, and it was a good conversation. It was a fun conversation, and even listening to her talk got me feeling a little type of way when there were certain things that she was talking about how we're going to show up in the retreat. So this is your invitation to come join us. It's going to be a great time. The next episode is going to be with Sheena, who is the coach of joy. She's also going to be joining me in Tulum. So it's really just going to be a lot of goodness. It's going to be a lot of goodness. So all of Jasmine's information is going to be in the show notes so that you can go over, follow her and see what she's about. And there's also a link for you to connect with me and just drop what was interesting to you, what's on your heart about this episode. If you're interested in the retreat, then you can just put in there that you are interested, and we can link up and have a conversation about how we can get you a spot on this particular retreat. So thank you so much for listening, and I will check you out in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.